Welcome to a case closed review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss our final thoughts on anime that finished up in the most recent season. This time, we're wrapping up Working Buddies Season 2 from Toe Movies and streaming on Crunchyroll. And this is the follow-up season. Very important plot-wise, I think, to follow up on Season 1 about a town of anthropomorphized animals who do all kinds of jobs. And our two main characters are two cats who, you know, are part-timers and various work throughout Japan, or I guess Tokyo maybe, and hang out. Oh, and the shorts are like 3 minutes long, so.
So, in last season, it ended with Jack Bow Wower teaming up with them, and there was a nuclear bomb that was about to go off in Tokyo Tower, and they had to defuse it in time. Am I thinking of the right series?
Yeah, because then this season was, each episode was a single hour.
Right.
Of what happened.
So no, none of that happens. Each episode is just, they take another silly job, meet a silly manager, and get into some silly situations.
Yeah, and I actually, I don't know if I liked this season as much as the first season, but I think I probably liked it equally as much. There was, like, there were excellent moments of the Nihilist Koala showing up in random places and then
making everyone question, why do they work? Why do they live? Why do they feel?
That alone is the reason why everyone should be watching the show, because you're always just waiting for, and you're always looking for, where is he going to show up? He doesn't always. I mean, I think that's what keeps it interesting. It's not 100% guaranteed that the koala will be there, but you have a good chance of it. And I think some other choice episodes, like the first episode, actually, of them on the bullet train, I thought was pretty good. They are people who sell sandwiches and toys and stuff, like, on those little carts that they roll around the bullet train.
I think we all both enjoyed and then went, ooh, with the episode where they play, like, villains in a tokusatsu show. Because while that episode was very fun, they unfortunately named the hero Clit Man.
But only in the background. They were smart enough to not call it that in the subtitles.
Where they named it Clip Man. And like, we can get away with it. You won't, hopefully you won't pay too much attention to that sign.
It's like, please. We were all looking at that sign going and being horrified. And it's supposed to be a riff on Grid Man, which is a thing coming out in the next season. So that was an interesting tie-in. But then now when I see Grid Man, I'm going to think Clip Man. And then just Clit Man. I mean, there's so many thoughts about this. We should stop. I also really liked the episode where they are with a building company, and the building company is all hogs. But those in this that particular episode, the hogs are building a house for a wolf. So I just enjoyed the, you know, the play on the classic story there.
And there's that one pig construction guy who's obsessed with straw and is like, no, everyone is built around brick and wood, but I know that straw will come in handy.
Straw will come back. It'll have a moment.
I also just like the episode with the brewery. I think that has a little unexpected twists and turns, and you learn a little more about one of the characters than you thought you would.
Yeah, I feel both seasons had a little bit of a sentimental moment just a couple of times, and that was one of them. And then also the final episode, which sort of parallels the last episode of the first season, was a nice touch. And I don't know if there'll be any more of the series, but I'm here for it.
Aren't they getting like a live action TV show, which seems just like 100% less interesting?
Yeah, unless they're all dressed up in giant mascot costumes. Because there is a couple of live action segments where they do have the giant koala. So if for some reason that were to be a thing, maybe? I'm not sure. Still not sure it would work. Oh, and I do want to call out that it has another super great opening with the puppets and the demise, sadly, of a cake. and another really great ending. So, yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen Working Buddies, what are you waiting for? It will...
You can watch it all in one night and not even...
You can watch it in less than a half an hour. So, do it. Do it now. Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.